Good morning, people of God. Peace and grace be with you from God above in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we are excited again by the grace of God to be coming to you with the word that is of now, with the word that is of today, the word of exhortation, the word that I believe it will bless your heart, the word that I believe it will question your existence. It will force you to question your relationship with God. It will force you to question your walk with Jesus Christ and fix what need to be fixed before it's too late. God bless you. God bless you for your time. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your sharing these messages with many others that are out there, those who also need to be blessed through these messages. We appreciate your time always listening to us. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. God bless you. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. We have a short word of exhortation before we go further. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh our Lord Jesus Christ, we know there is healing to your word. There is salvation to your word. There is deliverance to your word. There is prosperity, deliverance to your word. Father, give us the grace to find these in the name of Jesus Christ, to find salvation for our souls, to find healing for our hearts, to find healing for our bodies, to find deliverance for our souls, deliverance from our bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, speak to our heart in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. Word of exhortation. And the theme of this message is our relationship with Christ. Our relationship with Christ. Your relationship and my relationship with Christ. Big question mark. Let's read from the book of Romans chapter 12, verse 1. And we read in the name of Jesus Christ. If you have your Bible, which I strongly encourage that you also have your Bible, reading and following every messages that we are passing on to you. So it's good also to take your time out to read, to meditate on the word so that you can learn more. There are always revelations when you read the word of God with a devotion, meaning slowly, attentively, repeatedly with the forgiveness. Let's read in the name of Jesus Christ, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. We read, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Let's read again. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Chapter verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. This is pleasing and perfect will of God. Yes. Today we want to talk about our relationship with Christ. When the Bible says, therefore I urge you, brothers, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, which is holy and pleasing to God. What does that mean? It means we must offer our bodies to confessing the name of Jesus Christ, in our hearts to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. When we dedicate our bodies, how do we do that? Not only we must confess the name of Jesus Christ and believe in Jesus Christ as Son of God, but we must also follow his ways, follow his patterns, follow what Jesus Christ wants us to follow. What is that? We must also dedicate our bodies to Bible reading. We must dedicate our bodies to meditation. We must dedicate our body to understand the things of the Spirit. Christianity is not just about what we do, or our relationship is not about what we do on Sunday, praying, singing, praising the name of Jesus Christ, ushering people in church, offering or passing the offering basket, all those services we render on Sunday. It's not about that. Christianity is about the relationship we maintain with Jesus Christ and the atmosphere produced by that relationship. Oftentimes, we dedicate our bodies to work 8 hours a day. You focus in your workplace, staring at a monitor, computer, Or if you are doing a lot of other handiwork out there, working hardly in the garden, construction, whatever the case may be, whatever your work is, we dedicate our bodies in doing that. But yet, we cannot dedicate our body, give our body to Christ as a living sacrifice, just to meditate on His word 10 minutes a day. To read the Bible 10 minutes a day becomes a problem. But yet, we can dedicate our bodies to the hospitals, queuing to see a doctor for 5, 6, 7 hours, 8 hours. We will not mind that, but we do mind it when we have to dedicate our time, our bodies, as a living sacrifice in Bible reading, in prayer and meditation. You are in church on Sunday, you're just checking on your time, checking your watch, what time, when is the pastor going to finish, when is this song going to come to an end. You are not able to give your body to Christ, to dedicate your body to Christ. Those whom have believed and are truly converted are them who do not mind to dedicate their bodies as living sacrifice to Christ. Are those who have understood that this life is no longer about them. This life is no longer about them. This body does not belong to them anymore, but they have dedicated to Christ. They welcome their relationship with Christ. They continuously confess the name of Jesus Christ. They continuously offer their bodies to Jesus Christ. Every day they wake up, they have a specific time put aside to read their Bible, specific time put aside to meditate, specific time put aside to visit the less privileged, to help those who are in need, to show the love of Jesus Christ. Their relationship is not only maintained on Sunday. Their relationship is maintained every day. They know that their lives do not belong to them, but they've offered their bodies as living sacrifice to God, which is pleasing. They have transformed the mind by reading the Bibles. They do no longer think like this world does. Their patterns of thinking, their ways of thinking has been changed because they are dedicated. They have dedicated their body to Christ every day. They are taking their crosses every day to follow Jesus Christ by Bible reading, prayer, and meditation. They know that their lives is no longer their own. They know that their body is no longer their own. They've died with Christ. They are alive for the sake of Christ. They don't mind if they have to spend 5 hours a week or 5 hours a day in prayer and meditation. They are not rushing. They maintain their relationship with God. It's not about Sunday. It's about maintaining that relationship with God. And if you as a Christian, you call yourself a Christian, but you cannot put aside the 5 hours, even a month, one day where you put 5 hours, you dedicate yourself to Bible reading, prayer, and meditation, your relationship with Christ is very questionable. Because you can dedicate your body to work for 6 hours. Sometimes we work overtime without being paid. We do overtime without being paid. We can go see a doctor, spend 45 minutes waiting in the queue. We can have an appointment for a job, spend 5 hours waiting in the queue for our interviews, but yet we cannot even put aside 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, 1 hour a day of not being disrupted by anything. Dedicate this time to Jesus Christ through Bible reading and meditation. This is a living sacrifice we are talking about. This is the confession of the name Jesus Christ. If you know that the life you are living is no longer yours, but it is a life of Christ, why are you not putting time aside to pray? Why are you not putting time aside to develop your personal relationship with Christ? Why is it only about Sunday? What are you doing in the week? What determines your relationship with Christ is not what you do on Sunday, but rather what you do when nobody is watching. What you do when nobody is seeing, when nobody is noticing. How is your relationship with Christ? Are you maintaining that? Is that relationship being maintained or not? That's a big question mark we need to ask ourselves. Is that relationship being maintained or not? Are we maintaining that relationship? Are we maintaining it? Are we praying and meditating on the word of God? Can we call ourselves Christians? through what we are doing, or we cannot do that? That's a big question mark. It's never too late to work on your relationship with God. It's never too late to sacrifice your body as a living sacrifice, which is pleasing to God. How do we do that? It's through the confession of the name Jesus Christ. How do we do that? It's through Bible reading and meditation. It's through dedicating time, specific time, to develop our relationship with God. Let God speak to us through His Word by Spirit, and we speak to Him through His Word by Spirit. That's what God is asking of us. Dedication. God is asking for us to love Him wholeheartedly. The first commandment. To love your God with all your mind, with all your strength, with everything that is within you. And if you call yourself Christian, why don't you love your God in that manner? Why don't you put time aside to call upon the name of Jesus Christ in that manner? It's a very big question. If you have big questions like this about your relationship with God, that relationship is very questionable. We might have believed in the name of Jesus Christ, but yet we are not converted. The relationship with Christ is about believing and being converted through His Word by His Spirit. The more we read the Word, the more we are dedicating ourselves to Him, the more we are sacrificing our bodies to Him as a living sacrifice, the more our mind is being transformed, the more we are being transformed to become like Christ, the more we are being people of Christ. Can you look at yourself and say, yes, I am a child of God? If you observe your life, can you call yourself a child of God that you only read the Bible on Sunday? Even on Sunday, we're no longer taking our Bibles to church. We are using our phones. We don't take notes. We don't write. We don't even know where our Bibles are. Then how can we call ourselves children of Christ without having a personal relationship with Christ that is maintained on a daily basis? That starts your day with Christ, ends your day with Christ. We no longer do that. How can we call ourselves children of God? Your relationship and my relationship with Christ. Think again. How is your relationship with Christ? $1 million question I'm leaving with you. Should God, Jesus Christ, return right now? Where you are right now as you are listening to this message, right now, will you go with Him or not? If your question is no, we have work to do. If your question is yes, I pray that God gives you the grace to continue in that very same way. And if the question is also no, I pray that God gives you the grace to fix your relationship before it's too late. Our relationship with Christ. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father of light, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, ascend wherever there is darkness. Ascend the light in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever our relationship with You has been disrupted, has been corrupted by the things of this world, ascend Your light in the name of Jesus Christ. Ascend restoration in Jesus' name. Lord, You say we send the word forth and heal them, deliver them, rescue them from the grave. Lord, ascend Your word forth to rescue them in the name of Jesus Christ. Ascend Your word forth to restore them in the name of Jesus Christ. Ascend the word forth to restore them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, remind them of the first love when they met You. Remind us of the first love we had when we met You. The zeal we had, Lord, remind us of that. Father, let that be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Restore into us, Lord, the joy of Your salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Let that be restored in Jesus' name. Let that be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for the sick. Those who are sick, Lord, heal them. Heal us spiritually and physically. Deliver us in the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Amen. 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 God bless you, and a very good morning to your life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.